This is a CHOI News Report. The 17th Annual State of the Island Economic Summit opened at the Vancouver Island Conference Center in downtown Nanaimo on Wednesday. The conference is organized by the Vancouver Island Economic Alliance, which brings together local governments, business owners, and First Nations to network and discuss how to improve the island's economy. VIU CEO Julie Sperber says the conference is a place to highlight opportunities on Vancouver Island.
A lot of the times we're all so busy in our own lives, jobs, professions, and we don't really know what's happening within our own region. So at this event, we get to feature and share what different innovative business models are producing and growing in the region. We can connect different funders and government officials to support those endeavors of the entrepreneurs and the different sort of sector development opportunities that are on way or still forming.
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh says that not only is the conference an important event for the city's economy, attracting over 600 people who spend money at local businesses, but it's also a great way to hear people's ideas on how to improve the city.
I'm interested in hearing what people have to say and what themes start to emerge, not just ones that are being promoted by the conference, but what's the talk in the hallway, if you will, to get some sense of the concerns of people, issues that they may have with the city itself in terms of why they may or may not invest or create jobs here, those kinds of things. The fact is that these kinds of conferences are often seen by the nattering nabobs of negativism as just big talk fests. For me, they are about networking, which is so important to the long-term economic and social health of our community.
This year, as part of over 20 sessions over 2 days, the conference is also hosting Action Labs, where people can problem solve common challenges together.
The Action Labs this year at the summit are regional food security and community design and economic development. It's actually a kickoff of a two-year project that VIA will be undertaking. And so this is the first opportunity for those discussions to happen. I mean, as we know, both of those topic areas have multiple different facets that are integrated into causing complex challenges, not only here in our region, but globally.
Sperber says the Action Lab on Regional Food Security is especially important for Vancouver Island.
I mean, I think most Vancouver Islanders are familiar with the 3 days of food on the island if catastrophe were to strike and we weren't going to have regular transportation modes coming in. So that is a huge factor in why we're having this discussion. I don't believe that we're going to solve everything by growing all our own food. I don't know if that's quite practical or realistic for the region, but definitely strengthening some of the systems regionally, having local owners and operators for food management and food storage would be a key to having more resilient food systems.
One of VIU's initiatives is the Island Good logo, which helps consumers identify goods and products produced on the island. Board Chair Katie Bishop says the idea came out of discussions at a previous conference.
One of the things that we've done that's been a real good news story, I think, from VIA's perspective, is the development of what we call Island Good. And this came out of a number of sessions that were happening here in previous conferences where local producers of food or services, products, manufacturers on the island were looking for ways to kind of promote their product.
Premier David Eby is scheduled to speak at the conference on Thursday morning. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.